Welcome to Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, well, we'll dive right into it.
Yeah.
We tried recording yesterday. My computer fucking sucks. We took a break to see if my computer could catch up with the fucking times. And let's just get this out of the way right now. I'm an idiot. So,
no comment.
I went inside, cooked dinner, ate dinner. I come back out. So here, all summer long, we've kind of had a bee issue. Have not been able to find the nest.
Yeah.
Until I think it was Friday. We kind of, as twilight was hitting, we kind of followed them and saw them going underneath the deck box back up against the house. So we went and bought some bee spray. That night, I slipped the deck box 5-6 inches so I could see the hole and then just sprayed. Well, last night, as I walked back out to come out to the studio to see if I could get the computer working, I noticed a shit ton of bees in that spot. So I pop my head back in the door and I go, Tosh, do you think the, excuse me, do you think the nest is not in ground but connected to the bottom of the deck box? And she goes, no, it's in ground. I go, I don't think it is because I don't see, there's a, I mean, it's a gaping hole. So it's not like, you know, normally when you have in-ground nests, it's just the like a pinhole, basically.
Yep, just big enough for them to come out, like this, one at a time.
This thing's 8 inches around, 4 inches deep. That's the size of the hole. And I'm like, I don't think they are. I said, I'm going to flip the deck box over, and then I'm going to go record. So I flipped the fucking deck box over, and 4,742... trillion fucking wasps come flying out.
Not good.
And they start hitting my fucking hair, and I'm running in the house, like, batting my hair. And I get in the house, I close the door, and I'm like, ah, nothing got me. And all of a sudden, fucking, ow! Like, underneath my, I don't know if you can see me scratching here, but underneath, like, my armpit.
Yeah.
I take my shirt off, and, like, 5 of them fly out of my shirt. And I got stung, I think, twice here. And I didn't feel it last night, but I woke up this morning and I got a welt underneath my right arm. So I don't know if one got there, too. Well, I'm allergic to bees.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of being an asshole about it. I'm like, I'm not going in. Like, you got stung in Sun Lake, went into convulsions, wouldn't let me take you into the Cooley City one. Like, you think I want to go to the Maple Valley one? Maple Valley's a small town, too.
It is. Well, not really.
I don't want to go there. And I lay down on the bed, and all of a sudden I was like in and out of consciousness, world spinning, and I was so lightheaded. I walk out, the kids are crying, thinking I'm going to die. And I'm like, all right, let's go. So end up going in, had to get a couple EpiPen shots. I don't know what the fuck they stuck in my arm. My eyes were closed in the... I felt like I was going to pass out, and eyes were closed, and all they fucking jabbed me, and that fucking still hurts. The one in the arm, the leg ones didn't hurt at all, but I don't know what the fuck they stuck in my arm.
I don't know. Yeah, because usually the EpiPens, they go in your leg.
The EpiPens did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, and I've been lucky because I'm kind of like... I'm not to the point, like, if I'm stung that I'm going to swell up and die, but I'm to the point that wherever I get stung, like, that area will swell up, like, bad. Like, if I get stung on the hand, it'll look like my hand is, like, you know, the fat guy from, you know, Austin Powers. But
Fat Bastard.
When I was younger, I got working at one of the companies that I got stung 3 times across the back. And because one went up my shirt, and it ended up basically because of the swelling, I had to go into the hospital because it was pushing on my lungs.
Oh. So the last time I got stung was 17 years ago, and I stepped on a dead one. I don't know if you remember that rental house we had down on Maxwell Road. Yeah. We walked outside to smoke, and I stepped on a dead one and swelled all up, struggling breathing, got in the car, had to go. I ended up passing out from that one. And, I don't recall much of what happened at the hospital or urgent care, whatever you want to fucking call it. We went to the closest place that had an EpiPen.
Yeah.
And so, I can't recall much. I remember them going, well, at least you haven't lost your sense of humor. I couldn't tell you what jokes I was cracking. I vaguely remember a nurse and a female doctor trying to pull my pants down to, like, jab my thighs. And it wasn't enough, like, that's how much pain I was in. Like, it wasn't enough to excite me.
And that, like, that must have been a lot of pain then.
Like every man's fantasy, two women pulling your pants down with your wife sitting in the chair watching.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and nothing. Woke up this
morning.
You must
have been a lot of pain.
I'm still fucking itchy as hell. Every time I put my arm down, like, I'm 99% sure the stinger's still in there. Because every time I put my arm down, it feels like it's getting pushed further in.
Josh, want to take it out?
We haven't gotten that. Literally got home last night. They did all the shit, and they kept me for an hour to just monitor me.
Hour?
Yeah.
That's it?
They closed. They closed.
Sorry, we're closing. You got to go die in the parking lot.
And we're basically, I was probably there 2 hours total, but after all the medication went into me, they kept me for an hour after that. And basically said, you know, within the next 24 to 48 hours, it can pick back up.
Yeah.
And so just watch him. And this morning, I almost turned around and came home. I was driving to Enumclaw, and the world just started fucking spinning.
That's just Enumclaw.
Kind of what I thought, too, but...
You're going into a new, like, they're in their own little black hole out there, so that's kind of what that is.
Yeah.
Not it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's, yeah.
So that's what I remember the doctor asking me, like, hey, do you have an EpiPen? And I was like, I did 17 years ago, the last time I got stung, and they prescribed me one. We went and got it. We paid $300 for the fucking thing. They only last a year.
Yeah.
And I never renewed it. And she's like, oh, you should probably renew that every year. I'm like, that's why you make seven figures a year and I don't, because I'm paying you $300 for a needle I'm never using.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
I can remember when Connor was younger and he was allergic to red dye number 40, which is in fucking everything. So I had to get him EpiPens, but he couldn't carry it with him at school. So he had to have one that I could give the nurse. I had one at my house, and then his mom had one. So I had to buy three every year. And our insurance, it was $600 a pop.
Oh, shit.
So I was paying like $1,800 every year so that he could have. So when all of a sudden they found out he wasn't allergic to that anymore, I about freaking like threw a party. So,
yeah, we were talking last night about it. Like, we didn't have good insurance. We had just gotten married. We got married in June. I think I stepped on that B in August. Tosh was working for. Oh shit, she was teaching. So, just starting to teach, because she had just graduated in June. So she was just starting to teach. And now I feel like we have better insurance than we did. And so, you know, they prescribed me another one. We may at least look at the price. But
I mean, I would look at the price. I know they've dropped in years because that was one of the big things, kind of like insulin, where everyone's like, people need these to survive. And you're freaking like, people are like not buying this stuff because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, like, it's epinephrine, right? That's the drug itself.
Yeah. It's basically straight adrenaline. That's what epinephrine is.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, it didn't wake me up. It put me to fucking sleep. I was so out of it.
Well, it's supposed to like give your body that more energy to fight the whatever. But yeah, because if you accidentally stick someone like who's not having an allergic reaction, it's not like, you know, you see the movie Crank where he's like, oh. No, that just gives you a fucking really bad headache and your heart goes like 180 beats a minute.
So I don't think mine ever got above 100.
like I said, if you have like the having the allergic reaction, it reacts differently. But if you're not having an allergic reaction, you get stuck with it. It'll go like make you go fucking nuts.
Oh.
Yeah.
So basically, like, I could just use Narcan, which is free.
Not really, because Narcan only works on like opioids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking dumb.
It is. If you're not having an opioid reaction, Narcan doesn't do anything.
Yeah, so that was basically my night. It's not so fun. I know my message to you was very vague. Like,
we've known each other long enough that when you send me a message like that that's vague, it's like stung at the hospital. I'm like, okay, cool. I will message him tomorrow and see how he's doing.
I was literally laying in the chair, like in and out, and I had my phone in my hand, and I was watching TikTok, just kind of doing the old fucking head nod bullshit.
Yep.
And I felt the zzz, and I, huh? Oh. Let's see if I can type and make sense. Like,
it made enough sense that I'm like, okay, I know what's going on.
Now I'm kind of pissed my game got rained out, but because I wouldn't have even, by the time we would have got home, it would have been, you know, dark and I wouldn't have noticed anything flying around. But, fuck.
So does the eyeball above my head like bug you? Because I can see it. It's really weird.
No, what is that?
An eyeball.
That's an eyeball?
That's, oh, if you look, this
on
is
the blade, right? On the,
yeah, this is the Scream.
Yeah.
Like standing, the 9 foot tall one.
I saw it when you showed me the kind of,
yeah,
last the week was or whatever. Like. Yeah. But it wasn't directly behind you. Did you move your desk or?
No, it's just, when I took the picture, it was from the door. This is like when I'm sitting in the chair, it's directly behind me. And then Deadpool's over to the side. I got to figure out how exactly I'm going to do it because I got like those little clear shelves for the Funko Pops, and I'm going to like line the whole top of the ceiling above it with them.
Yeah.
So.
Similar to the ones I got?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got a new box of them. I gotta start getting more. Yeah.
I got 5 boxes of them, so of 6. And they come in like 6, so I mean it's, yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't know if it's going to be enough, though.
I think you can only put 3 regular size ones on each one.
Maybe. I think the ones I got are a little bit longer, but
okay. Yeah, I can get 3 if I have the double figure ones, like I'm looking at like the Office Space with Michael Bolton and Samir. Like I can get 2 of the double ones, but they both of them hang off each end.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to the ones I got 2 actually have little hooks underneath them, so I'm going to use those to hang on my, because I have all the Pez that are still in the,
yeah,
and I'm going to hang the Pez from the hooks underneath.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I don't have that.
No,
I don't have that at all. No, that's cool.
It's going to be really nice. It's going to be cool when I get the studio done. So, and then I have the shelf with all my books are over there.
Yeah, I just I got it on Buy Nothing, a new kind of fold out table. It's like one of those, it's narrow, like one of those behind the desk type tables, but then it slides out and becomes a not quite a full table, but you know, doubles in width.
Yeah.
So, and I have I got a couple of stools coming that I got from work, so those will be coming and be good to go there. But
nice, so when I come visit, I can come into studio.
Yeah,
because we'll be there Thanksgiving weekend.
I think that's when Samantha and them are coming up.
Yeah, because we're flying up actually like Thursday morning
maybe,
and then leaving Sunday.
That's such shitty travel time. It's maybe because I swear every year on Thanksgiving you hear about thousands of people not getting on a plane because, you know.
Well, it's because Remy's birthday is the weekend before. Mm-hmm. So we're going to come up and they're going to do her first birthday on the Saturday. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Samantha's, I don't know what the fuck's going on. They're coming up for Thanksgiving.
And Sam's not leaving.
that's what it sounded like.
Sam's just gonna be like, yeah, me and the baby are staying. Steven, you do whatever the fuck you want.
They're trying to figure out the go home, like Steven's going home like that Sunday or whatever, and Samantha's saying she's staying with the boy until like middle of December.
She's never going back. So if she stays, she's just gonna be like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm going back in the middle of December, and she's gonna be living at grandma and grandpa's, raising that baby.
Yeah, I don't know. Tosh was all excited.
She's gonna be living at grandma and grandpa's, and grandma's gonna be raising that baby.
Tosh was all excited about it, and I'm like, we're not pulling for, you know, divorce or whatever, and that's what this almost sounds like. But then they both sent me videos of the baby today. You know,
at least you get videos.
Samantha's very good about it, and then Steven's the one that actually sent me. He goes, "I'm going to send you this before it gets on Snapchat with everybody," and it was like baby's first just full out giggle session.
Oh,
Steven had the lid to the barbecue or smoker, and he was closing it, ding ding, and every time he closed it, the baby just go crazy.
Nice. Yeah, I the only reason I do Remy is because I'm the one who took the video for giggling. So, but
yeah, no, they send me stuff like that because Samantha knows I won't do fucking Snapchat.
Yeah, I've got it because Zoe wanted me to have it years ago, but I don't use it, and she doesn't use it anymore, so I don't even know why it's on my phone. But
so they basically, I think my girls use it for everything, friends, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
But everybody else has it for like the family conversation, send pictures and,
okay,
you know, I know grandma's on it and auntie's on it and Samantha and all the kids are on it. And I'm like, nope, not happening.
Yeah. See, that's why Amber, for Christmas, I got Amber an iPad so that she can FaceTime. Cause that's what Zoe uses, is FaceTime.
Yeah. We did that a couple weekends ago. Not for me.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah,
it's so not personal. I'm a people person, not a screen person.
Yeah, but it's tough when, I mean, they're in Oklahoma, right? Oklahoma? Yeah, and you're in Washington, so I mean, I get it.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know? It sucks, but
I drove through Oklahoma.
Sorry to hear that. I have driven through Oklahoma, too.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
I drove through it.
Yeah,
we stayed in Oklahoma City, and we didn't get a chance because we were trying to get here. But I want to go back because I do want to go to the
museum. Is cool as shit.
The museum. I didn't get to go to that. I pretty much I went for my run because, you know, I did a 5K in all like six states on the drive down here. And when I did that 5K in Oklahoma, I started from my hotel and ran around the block basically. And I was, I think, only like two blocks because I could see everything, but yeah, no.
Yeah, we did that, but I think it was in Tulsa, but I can't remember the center of the earth. I think that's what center it was called. Earth? And it's some weird, yeah, it's some weird scientific magnetic thing that only happens at that one spot.
Weird.
Like with your hearing and shit. It's fucking nuts. But I was on. I don't even know if I can. I think that's what it was called. Was center.
Why are there some weird like? There's like a.
Oh, center a of weird the universe one. Is what it's called.
There you go. There's a weird one in Montana that's like that, and I think there's the vortex in Montana, and then I think it's Oregon has one too.
So this is, it's in Tulsa, and it says it's small concrete circle in the middle of a larger circle of bricks, and then it won't open. There we go. I can't remember exactly what it did. I know it was, I was weirded out by it.
Oh, I'm sure.
The center of the universe is a little known mysterious acoustic phenomenon. If you stand in the middle of the circle and make a noise, the sound is echoed back several times louder than it was made. It's your own private amplified echo chamber.
Weird.
So that's what it is. And literally, you step a foot outside the circle, and it's just like you and I talking.
I might have to go find that.
And then there's the Black Wall Street Museum there. That's super cool.
Oh, I want to go see that, too. I want to find Black Wall Street.
We did it all in the day we went into Tulsa. So, did both those things, but, yeah.
Because Black Wall Street's fascinating. I mean, in a sick way. I mean, you know what I mean?
No. I mean, come on. Most museums aren't happy.
No.
History.
Yeah. It's fascinating in a horrible way, in the fact of, like, how, as a race, as a people, as human beings, that someone could do this.
Yeah.
And do that to someone just because they didn't meet the ideals that they thought they should.
It was super cool. There's a lot of graphic warning as you walk into the different portions, you know,
mm-hmm.
from seeing anything from lynchings and public hangings to tanks running over people, or was it tanks? Whatever the fuck it was, some type of vehicle. I mean, I don't think it's a tank like we think, because it was like 1919. No. But like World War II or World War I style, you know, vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, just burning of buildings. There's still, I think, two buildings that remain standing that are actually like across the street from the museum. Mm-hmm. And we actually went down there. Across the street from that is a soul food place. And we were like, well, if we're coming down here, we're getting soul food. Like,
that just, I don't know why that just seems weird to me. That, like,
Well, yeah. Still to this day, it's probably the only place black people are in Oklahoma. Like,
yeah,
you know, Oklahoma.
I mean, nobody wants to go to Oklahoma, and I mean, white, black, purple, nobody does.
Yeah, like I said, it's not really diverse. No. So, but is what it is. This is what I was going to talk about last night. What I was going to tell you. I threw my son out of baseball practice.
Wow.
Yeah, except his mom wouldn't take him off the field. Oh, he pissed me off. Fierce.
What was he doing?
So, at every turn, he'll say, "Dad, I want to get better. Dad, I want to get better. Dad, how do I not be afraid of the ball?" So we're doing hitting practice, and he's stepping back out of the box before the pitch even comes. Like, the pitcher's starting his windup and he's already backing out of the box.
Yeah.
So I took a base and I put it behind his feet so he couldn't step backwards.
I can remember doing that. It was either that, it was always a base, or you put a bat.
Yeah.
Something to trip him.
So I did that. And when he gets mad, he kind of just is done.
Yeah,
he doesn't necessarily throw a public fit, but you can see he's done. His hands are by his side, like, you know. So he finishes. He goes out to second base. Hands are by his side. I walk out and I'm like, "Hey, dude, you told me you wanted me to teach you how not to be afraid of the ball." I said, "This is one of those ways I can do this." Like, I wasn't talking to him in front of the team like that. Like, I walked out and I was just talking to him, and he goes, "I don't want to get better." He goes, "I'd rather just stand there and be embarrassed by not hitting the ball." Another Toby thing, when he gets like that, everything out of his mouth, just asshole.
No.
It just is.
I wonder where he learned that.
Not me. Not like
that. Well, no, you want to do it to your dad, because your dad would have beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, not like that at all. And then he begged to pitch. And I'm letting all this slide so far. And he wanted to pitch, and he wanted to pitch, and he wanted to pitch. So finally I put him on the mound. I went through the kids that'll actually pitch in games, and then I put him on the mound. He threw three pitches. He goes, "I'm done." I go, "What do you mean you're done?" Like, he goes, "I don't want to pitch anymore." I'm like, "You begged me to pitch." "Yeah, I don't want to pitch anymore. Pitching's dumb." So I pushed him over to first base. I'm not going to hold up practice when there's nine other kids there.
Mm-hmm.
Threw another pitcher on the mound, put him over at first base. I walk over, I'm talking to him. I'm like, dude, I don't get it. Like, you've asked to do all these things. I'm trying to allow you to do all these things. I'm trying to coach you and teach you. And he goes, I don't want you to be my coach. He goes, I didn't ask for this. Where he begged me to be his coach. That he's said I was he's the only kid that I haven't coached yet. And he goes, yeah, I never asked you. I don't even want you to be my coach. I walked over screaming and I go, go pick him up and rock the little baby. Get that shit off my field now. And Tosh's like, what? And I'm like, go get your boy. And she wouldn't do it. And said she waited till we got in the car and like lit him up. But, and then of course it's all the same asshole thing. So she's lighting him up and he's like, I'll just never watch TV again. You can ground me from TV. We're like, TV never came into any of this. Like, what are you talking about? Take my tablet away. Like, huh? I'll just go to bed without dinner tonight. Like, just what the fuck? Oh, I was so angry. God, I was fucking fuming. Could you imagine?
Tobias. From Tobias, yeah, I could.
No, I'm just saying, could you imagine you doing it or...
No. No.
Benton doing it.
Benton would just, he's, you know, Benton, he'd just be like, and he doesn't come back with that, but every once in a while, when he does, he comes back with like, he'll stew on it for a bit, and then he'll come back with a comeback that you're like, I want to be mad at you, but that was fucking brilliant. You know, but
hires ratters,
you know, it's Zoe would be the one that would do something like that. Just like, but even then still, I mean, usually she had enough competitive like idea that she just played, but she would be pissed and she'd lay into me later, but she wouldn't do it on the field.
Nah.
And see, for me, I didn't, my parents, I mean, that's one thing, you know, I mean, some people know, some don't. My parents never went to any of my sporting. My parents have never seen me play a sport. So I learned how to play baseball from Don's parents. I learned how to bowl from Don's parents. Like, my parents didn't do any of that stuff with me. So, I mean, I wouldn't have got that from my dad. I don't even know if my dad knows what a baseball is. You know, so, I mean, but to Don's dad, there's no way I could have done that. I mean, he would have beat the shit out of me, even though he's not my dad. I can remember when we were afraid of the ball. He taught us not to be afraid of the ball because he duct taped us to a tree and then threw baseballs at us till we stopped flinching.
I put Samantha in catcher's gear and tied her hands behind her back.
Yeah.
You know, the other two girls, they would never. And I'm way harder on them.
Mm-hmm.
Way harder on them. Fucking Araya, I am super hard on her.
Because she's good.
Well, that's not what it is. It's because she continued to play with boys. When you start getting into your preteens and early teens, those boys are no longer accepting of girls being on the team.
No.
Right?
Zoe had that issue.
When you're at 8, 9, okay, we still, you know, everything's still co-ed. But as you get, you know, a little older, they don't look at it that way.
No. And they don't. So it's like that team that we had, you know, when you were the coach and I was the assistant with Zoe and Sam. I mean, what they were, I think Sam was 15 and Zoe was 14. Or was it a little, was
I think it was
14 and 13?
13, yeah.
Yeah, 14 and 13. But I mean, at that age, it was like, I mean, I can remember playing other teams and they'd be like, you have girls on your team? Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I got it from Ray's own team last year.
Yeah.
When she played up to 16U. And I think it was because a lot of them were pissed that she was better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I didn't hit her fluff. I didn't, you know, throw her fluff to hit. I didn't, to be honest, I probably amped it up when it was her turn.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted her to have the respect of her teammates.
Yeah.
And if she could take the heat from me, and them know that I'm not babying her, you know, but fuck, man. Oh, it took me a couple hours after I got home to just sit in solace so I didn't kill him.
I can see that.
Because I was fucking fuming, and this isn't the 80s anymore.
Yeah, you can't beat him.
Like, my dad would have been like, that's fine. I won't coach you anymore. You're off the team. Like,
yeah.
And then I would have walked home from practice that night.
Yeah. And he would continue coaching everybody else.
Yeah.
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 It's like, I don't know if you saw my post where I said it's like watching an 80s movie and like counting down how many things are would be considered child abuse nowadays.
Yeah, I did. And you were at 20, 10 minutes in or whatever it was.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And I get it. And I don't want to be like that. And not that now that I'm older and I look back at it, I'm not sure. I'll full-heartedly admit I never took a whoop and I don't think I deserve or I didn't deserve.
Nah.
You know, but I don't want to be that.
No.
There's a
hey, and it's one of those, I think, you know, we look at it, I mean, because a lot of people look at it differently. What our parents did to us nowadays would be considered child abuse.
Oh, yeah.
Is it do we think what our parents did that our parents were abusers? I don't.
No.
Honestly, think that my dad was an abuser. But that was the sign of the times. That's what he did. He never, I've never got, I mean, there's probably many whoopings I should have got that I didn't get.
Oh, I don't,
you know,
that,
but any,
I don't have that.
any whooping I got, I deserved, you know, fully.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not the parent that I wanted to be. It's a different world now. And it's not the parent. I did not want to be that parent that beat my kids. I have never laid a hand on, you know.
Oh, me either. At all.
I've wanted to. I've had to walk away a couple times because I wanted to.
I've had to walk away. And I mean, now having raised four, you know, I can see, I don't agree with it, but I can see why kids beat or parents beat their kids. Like, even the most innocent thing with Araya being colicky. When you do everything a good parent should do, rocking, feeding, changing, mm-hmm. and you can't stop the crying for 20 straight fucking hours, you know, there's a few times where I just had to put her in her fucking crib and walk away.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, like, a lot of people, like, you know, because you always hear about, like, where were you when, you know, 2000 happened? I'm like, I was asleep. And everyone's like, why were you asleep? Because it was the first time, because Connor was born December 15th of 99, and he was colicky. He finally had gone to sleep, and he'd fallen asleep on my chest, and I just, it's like, he's asleep, I'm asleep. So I slept through New Year's that night, that year. Y2K could have happened, and I wouldn't have given a shit, because I was asleep, because the baby was finally sleeping
for a minute.
I didn't care,
because I didn't have a bank account. I didn't know, I didn't know how to turn on a computer in 2000. Like, fucking didn't care at all.
Oh, yeah.
Y2K
the whole world was,
supposed to end. Was a fucking punchline to me.
Well, yeah, well, the whole world was supposed to end.
Now, I remember hearing how it was supposed to be the banks, you know, everybody losing all their money because the banks were going to be fucked, and
yep.
I never had a bank account. I didn't have a bank account until 2006 when I got to get married to Tosh. I didn't actually, probably 2007, I think we were married a year.
Wow.
I would take my checks to the check cashing place and give them my 3% or whatever and take my cash.
Yeah. We did that a lot.
You know, I owned the coffee stand when me and Tosh got married, and it was all cash anyways.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't accept credit card. I didn't, you know, everything was cash. So, yeah, I hate the fact now that I have a debit card.
Everything's with a debit card there, and I don't have cash at all anymore. And it's so weird. That was, like, the weirdest thing when I like, at the very end of producing shows, even, in Ording, it was they would pay me. And then I would Venmo all the comedians.
Yeah. I got Venmo this year for the first time.
Yeah, because I think you were one of the first ones where I had to Venmo because all of a sudden they gave me a check. And I'm like, it was always cash before. What the fuck happened?
That was the second time I had ever used Venmo.
Yeah.
The first time I had to send money to Victor for his fantasy football league. And then you paid me via Venmo. And then I just won in my big money league. We do a side pod every week. Oh, best mm-hmm. kicker of the week, best defense, you know, whatever. And I won the last 2 weeks, so they Venmo'd me my $26.
Nice.
So. Yeah.
And then when I'd help my brother with bucking hay, his girlfriend always paid me with Venmo.
Nope. No. Can't do it.
But, yeah, now it's like cash. I can't remember the last time I haven't had cash since I've been in Texas. Because the only time I had cash was when I do comedy shows and I get paid in cash, and then that would be my my you know, secret spending money.
Yeah. You know, Tosh always has cash. I don't know where the fuck it comes from.
Yeah, Amber does too.
Feet pics. Like,
yeah.
She's, I swear to God, kids will come home and be like, oh, I need money for whatever, right? Well, we're going to the football game tonight. I need money for the football game. Or, and she digs in some trap door fucking pocket of her purse.
There it is.
And I'm like, what? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I had to eat taquitos at 7-Eleven because I didn't have enough money for lunch, and you're rocking cash?
Oh, yeah. They hide it.
So, you did see, speaking of the football game, you did see the girls' homecoming.
I did. Scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Very. Very. You have Bella, as I put it, looking like she's ready to go to the Manson concert.
Yeah.
With her black emo dress. She looked very cute in it, but... And then they're doing Araya's hair. And I come walking out, and I'm watching them. They're curling her hair and shit. And all I could think of was, if I were king of the forest... And I walked, I sang that, and she's like, what is that? I'm like, the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz? And she's like, shut up, Dad. You're so mean. I'm like, nah. Not really. Not really. But homecoming's definitely changed from our time.
Yeah.
It's rarely, from what I gathered, even seeing, I saw some parents that chaperone post how great it was and how well behaved the kids were and all this stuff, and but kind of talked about it. The majority of them didn't go with dates. They all went just groups, like both Bella and Ray went with their separate groups of girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, there's no professional photographer anymore. They had selfie stations. And then they had like one of the old timey get your strip of photos in the photo booth.
So weird. And see, for us, that would have been, to me, it's like what I've seen, like the homecoming stuff is, that would have been like the Lions Club dances.
Yeah.
That's what it was more of. You went with your friends, you kind of met some people there, you goofed off, you did whatever. Homecoming was a formal, like you asked a date, you went, you know, I went to homecoming, well, actually all 3 years I went with the same person, but, and actually we never dated, but whatever, but I went with Julia Simpson all 3 years. So, but you know, you dressed up, well,
yeah.
My kind of dress up. I put on a nice shirt and jeans and Converse, but whatever.
So you would fit in today's.
Yeah, so I mean,
you,
that was my kind of dress
ahead
up
of your
though.
Time.
I was. So, but I mean, that was the thing. You kind of got dressed up. You went, you know, it was supposed to be formal. The women got like prom dresses.
Tuxes.
Yep.
Yep. All the guys were in the tuxes. Fuck, you didn't wear tennis shoes. Every guy there had the most uncomfortable fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Dress shoes because they were rental and they, no time to break them in. You picked them up the day of the dance. You
yeah,
know.
She didn't want to pay extra.
Yeah. But, and then, so they had it in the gym, which ours was always in the multi-purpose room. They had it in the gym, and do you remember that big, I think it's where they eat lunch, out right outside of Cavan's old room? Like the
yes.
cafeteria area, or whatever you mm-hmm. want to call it. And there yeah. they had, like, casino night. They had, like, some blackjack tables and, you know, just kind of fun shit for the kids to do that didn't want to dance or... If they were tired of dancing, they could come out and play games of whatever. And I was like, oh. Not...
See, what we did if we didn't want to dance, we went out to the car and drank booze.
Yeah. And so informal in this in that regard, right? Everything was not what I would consider homecoming, right? To me, that's more yeah. of a tolo. That's more of a,
yeah.
you know, Lions Club, if you will, like you said, which I went to those all the fucking time.
Oh, so did I.
But I was talking to a friend whose son is dating a girl that doesn't go to Tahoma.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let her come without she needed a permission slip from her parents. She needed a permission slip from her teacher saying she was passing all her classes. And she needed a letter of recommendation from somebody in the admin saying she was a good person, wasn't going to cause any trouble.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, I needed to go to the cashier and buy a ticket for two. Like,
yeah, that's all. Because
I took a girl from Kent, I think it was my sophomore year.
Yeah, see, and I went to Mercer Island's homecoming and their prom.
Yeah.
And that's there was nothing. It was just because the last year I went to homecoming at Tahoma, I didn't even go there. I was going to the alternative.
Yeah. But going to the alternative, you could still do all the extracurricular stuff via Tahoma. You could have played sports via Tahoma. You could have,
like, I couldn't play sports. I wasn't allowed to play sports even is the going to the alternative.
Oh.
I think it was different with me because I wasn't allowed to really do anything. They didn't want me at the high school, but Duty didn't like me.
Nah, didn't like me much either, but I don't think he liked the Ginrich name, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, because it held more weight than his did.
Yeah. But, I mean, they had a good time, and I'll take
that's
it,
good.
You know. Bella didn't get a go.
That's the important part.
Bella didn't get a go last year because we were in Oklahoma. And so she was kind of bummed because the same group of friends she went with this time went. But they didn't go do, well, I shouldn't say that. Araya went with her group of friends at like 7 o'clock, and they had dinner, I think, at either Forelli's or Hop and Drop.
Mm-hmm.
And Bella just had fucking Domino's at the house before she went. Like, her group of friends didn't go do dinner or nothing. I'm like, that was a, I mean, back in the day, it was El Capriol because that was about all Maple Valley had.
Yeah.
You didn't want to go to Caruso's because you could probably run into your parents there. But you went to El Capriol. That's where we went my freshman year when I wasn't driving.
Yeah, and see, we went farther out because we wanted to go. We didn't want to, like, yeah. So we went all the way. We went to Canton. Oh, I can't remember where it was. It was a Mexican restaurant, but it was in the same parking lot as like the Safeway my mom worked at.
Wow. Yeah, I don't remember. Like,
I can't remember what it was called, but
prom. I think we went to somebody's house, a group of us, and had the girls made dinner.
Yeah, and see, I went to prom on Mercer Island, so we went to the Space Needle for dinner,
and
it was the worst freaking food. It was the worst freaking food I've ever eaten.
Our prom was in a fucking hallway.
Well, it was Tahoma. I mean, what do you expect?
It was in that Jackson Street building hallway down there, downtown Seattle. It's like two buildings, and then there's like a big lobby hallway that connects them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our prom was.
Weird. Mercer Island's prom was actually just at school.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went to, because the girl I was dating at the time, her parents had money, so they paid for us to go to, because there's no way I was paying for space needle. And the food was so bad, we all had like two bites and then went down and went to the McDonald's across the street. We're like, this is nasty.
Yeah. Well, not. Fuck, you're old enough. That was probably still styrofoam boxes at McDonald's.
Probably.
Yeah,
not that old. Damn it.
I get a text from Ron Friday night before homecoming. Hey, you going to the football game tonight? I'm like, no, why? He's like, oh, I'll be there. He's like, you should come hang out. Fuck, nope, not fucking happening. They played Federal Way, and his daughter's a senior and a cheerleader. So him and his fiance went. I'm like, you can say hi to my kids if you want. They'll be there, but not us. But they don't. Bella and Araya don't do anything at school together. Like, period. Bella's friend came and picked her up. And they got there. They went to the tailgate. They had a tailgate for homecoming football game. And they went to that and ate and whatever and then got good seats. Bella waited until kickoff. We took her, dropped her off. She ended up standing on like that ramp that goes down to the field.
Yeah.
Because they still play at the old high school. They have to.
Why?
They have to
I thought they built one at the new high school got in the stadium.
They did. They can't use it for football. They have to until 2030.
Why?
Because of the amount of money that field cost that was part of the levy was that they would use that field and it wouldn't just go to waste to drop the million. It was, what, like a $3 million field that they built in like 96?
Yeah, that's right. They did redo it like my last year.
Yeah, and so it was all part of the contract for the levy and the city and everything else, and so they have to use that field for football.
So didn't they build one, though, in the new stadium or in the new school?
And, like, soccer and plays there.
It? Jesus.
None of the other sports play at the old high school. It's just football. And that's when you walk back to the field, the football field still looks nice, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
But the baseball field is fucking garbage. The softball field is fucking garbage. The grounds around the football field is fucking just trash. Like, you're like, this is really what you want other schools and shit to come see?
Yeah, until 2030.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like soccer, track, field, all that shit, they use the new high school stuff, but football has to bust out there every football game.
Wow. That'd be weird because there'd never be like home field.
Well, I mean, they're still packing the, you know. I think I heard there was like 1,500 people at the homecoming game.
Oh, wow.
You know, which was double our school size.
Yeah. I'd say what? We usually had like 15 people at it. And
no,
that was
they
the
were
players.
They were normally full, but it wasn't all up and down the ramp. And
that's true.
You know,
I just remember, I mean, I remember it was, I went to a couple, but I didn't go to a lot because, I mean, really, I went when my brother played and I watched him got his, like, world rocked, which was amazing. But I remember him getting hit so hard by Willie Sheriff, one of his own teammates, so hard that he couldn't remember his name for a week. So
Willie.
Like, Mark does not remember going to homecoming. Like, he went to homecoming, did not remember going to homecoming with this girl, does not remember going on a date with this girl at all because he got rocked so hard by Willie in that game. Because he went to tackle a guy, and Willie hit him, too.
Well,
just took them both out.
Yeah, Willie Sheriff is a big dude.
Yeah,
he was 300 in high school. He was wrestling heavyweight. Yep. He was, yeah.
And he could move at 300.
And I'm not talking like, 300 strong. I'm talking 300 farm boy strong.
Yes.
Because he was a farmer. Yeah. He was something else.
Yeah. So I went to a few, but I mean, I wasn't, you know, I didn't go to a lot of Tahoma games. I mean,
I'd say since I was 5 years old, I probably only missed 5 games.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, my dad used to love going watching. And so when I was a kid, we would go and watch, and we'd watch the old Chris Thomas days, who I think was Tahoma's first professional athlete, you know, and then Jesse's brothers before, you know, his oldest brother and shit like that. Some of those guys play, but I was on the Spirit couch every other week.
Yeah, and I thought about, I was going to play. I was going to try out and play my, you know, freshman year and stuff, but I blew my knee. Hmm. You know, I blew my knee in the final game of baseball in eighth grade. So by the time it came around to football season, my knee was still, you know, wasn't ready. I was not going to be able to run. And at my size back then, the only thing I was going to play was running back or freaking, I couldn't be a lineman, not at 120 pounds.
My dad was.
Yeah.
My dad played O&D line. At 165.
Yeah, but your dad just had to look at him and they would stop.
Yeah. My dad also...
He was a scary man. He had a scary look. He could just look at you and you're like, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry.
And he was redhead back in high school. So he had... It was a soulless look on top of it.
Yikes.
Yeah. He owned the deadlift Tahoma record until like 91.
Wow.
Yeah, another farm strong boy. You know,
yeah.
Another one of them Hobart boys. So, yeah, it was funny. They came home from the game Friday night. Rhea loves it. she's Ray just loves sports in general, and yeah. she's starting to learn them all, you know, from a spectator's point of view, learning the rules in the game and how things go, and she's really into what the score is at any given moment and, you know, shit like that. And so she came home and she was like, oh, yeah, we beat them, blah, 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 blah. And Bella comes home. We're like, hey, what did you think? And she's like, it's fucking dumb. She's like, I don't understand football. I had to stand on the fucking ramp. She's like, it's dumb. This was her first game, too. Ray, I think, has gone to every home game this year. Bella decided she'd go to homecoming because she was going to go to the dance the next night. And she's like, yeah, this is fucking dumb.
I can see that.
I'm like, you don't have any school spirit, Bella. And then she got mad at me and went to her room. But I heard her later that night yelling at her mom going, Dad, tell me I don't even have school spirit, like, because I think football's dumb. Like, you know how many girls didn't understand football that had a blast every game they went to?
Yeah.
You know? We didn't... You looked up at the score every quarter when everybody emptied the field, and you're like, oh, okay, that's about it. You know, yeah. You were there hanging out with friends and fucking off, and I did ask him, I said, they throw out footballs after touchdowns anymore? No, what's that? I'm like, every time Tomlin scored a touchdown, they'd open up a trash can, and all the cheerleaders would grab footballs and throw them up in the crowd. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah, just little mini, like, plastic footballs. And they normally, it normally had a bear on it, and said Tahoma Bears. And then I believe on the backside it would say, like, Tahoma versus Gig Harbor, Tahoma versus Enumclaw, Tahoma versus White River.
Yeah. You know, I remember those.
Real rivalries. Not Tahoma versus Federal Way. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. I can't believe that's the homecoming game. It was always someone that, like...
It was always Enumclaw.
Yeah.
We were either Enumclaw's homecoming game or Enumclaw was our homecoming game every year.
Yeah.
You know, I think we had one against White River. And I think we had one against, I want to say, Gig Harbor. Because I actually think I remember that game. I think that's the game Joe Jarzynka went off. Like 6 touchdowns against us, just fucking whooped us. And then that next year he went and played for UW. So, and then he was actually just found dead from drowning in a fishing accident out in Gig Harbor at like 45, 46 years old. Yeah.
That sucks.
Read about that and I was like, oh, I remember that guy whooping our ass. So.
Wow.
Let's see here. We had another week of fantasy.
We did. I don't remember how I did. I think I lost, like, barely. Like, I think I was supposed to lose badly, but then I kind of started coming back and gave myself hope, like the Mariners do to us every year, and then it all ended bad.
I am in the wrong league.
I will say that is the one fucked up thing down here, is the last 2 Fridays in a row, they're like, wear your Houston gear because they're in the playoffs, and I'm like, go fuck yourself.
I beat Joe.
Someone needs to.
114.99. Took him out of second place, put myself in third place. Because I've got... This is kind of dumb. So me in second place are both 4-1. Yet the one loss that second place has is against me. But he's scored 4 more points than I have. And then just to add insult to injury, I knocked below average Joe down to 5th place behind the baseball kid.
Who did I lose to this?
Let's find out here. Oh, you lost to the
America's
Corey,
team, yeah.
You lost,
which
bad.
I mean, oh, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
That is the one that I lost bad. Okay.
145 yeah, to
nobody,
99.
Yeah, Smith-Schuster, which he wasn't supposed to do good anyway. I think the biggest problem I had, a lot of my players were on a bye. So I ended up playing, and I should have played Purdy. But, I mean, Josh Allen did the same amount. So he actually had more points than Purdy. So And I should have played San Francisco's defense.
Well, yeah.
But who knew what? Yeah, but who knew they were going to do that to Dallas? I mean, I knew they'd beat them, but I didn't think they'd do that.
Well, I played them in my big money league, so I knew.
Yeah.
But here I am talking. I played Dallas's defense in our league.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, is
yeah, they didn't do so well.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, and then we'll just keep adding that insult to injury as the baseball kid is also ahead of his dad.
Yeah, it's not young, but that's not tough to do. I mean, it happens. Actually, where am I? Now that I talk shit,
it makes me. It makes me laugh. Speaking of football, did you see the USFL and the XFL are merging?
Yes, I did see that.
I don't know what that does. I don't know if that means there's going to be more games because there's more teams now.
That's the big thing that everything I've been trying to find is nobody knows what's going to happen. They know they're talking about merging, but they don't know if it's going to mean like there's going to be they're going to keep all the teams, which I doubt. I think they're going to end up, you know, combining them somehow. So it's probably going to be who knows what teams or what's going to. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I
there's
know
my, no definition on what it's going to be.
My season tickets are paid for, so.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting some for the Roughnecks.
Yeah, I got mine.
No.
But yeah, who knows?
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting. Like I said, that's the one thing at work. They keep saying, well, you're Houston gear. And the only thing was is that I did get complimented on the fact that I didn't wear one of my Mariner luau shirts that I've been wearing almost, that I wore when the Mariners were playing against them. So
I'd wear it anyways.
Yeah, the owner's was like, really? Mariner stuff? And I'm like, I'm from Seattle. He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Yep, I'd wear it anyways. Fuck them.
I think I'm going to wear the Seahawks one tomorrow.
That's Blue Friday.
So, it's Blue Friday. It's Blue Friday, so.
Yep. Doesn't matter where you are, you can still blow. I mean, Blue Friday. I am excited, though, for this week. It's the throwback jersey week.
Yeah, it's going to look nice.
We're getting the 80s Seahawks jerseys. We're getting the fucking creamsicle Tampa Bay Buccaneer jerseys.
Oh.
Yeah. I am almost as excited for that as I am the Seahawks ones. It'll be pretty cool. It'll be pretty cool. Although DK Metcalf
should be a good game.
Looks to me looks funny in that old school Seahawks jersey. We didn't have anything that looked like DK Metcalf back in the '80s and early '90s. We had
no, not at all.
We had, I mean, our wide receivers were Brian Blades and Steve Largent at a combined or an average of 5'10".
Yeah.
We didn't have somebody like 6'5", 240, you know, who's just jacked to the nines. It looks weird. It looks weird because you see him and you're like, oh, what player? Nope, that's not an old player. That's it's DK. Lockett looks normal. Like Lockett looks like every receiver we had back then. You know, so. All right. Well, I'm glad we got it up and going.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you what day we'll be back next week, but I'm going to do some work on this thing over the weekend, try to defrag it and wipe some of it off because, like I was telling you earlier, I've got 7 years worth of podcasts on here.
Yeah.
You know, which is probably hunkering it down quite a bit. And
probably.
So. You know, before we started, I clicked on the browser to open it back up to see if I could get the clip I was going to play today, and it still hasn't opened up yet.
Nice.
So
it's working though.
I gotta hope I can even upload this episode, but
let's hope so.
We'll see how that goes. All right. Well, I gotta get in and cook dinner. We got volleyball in about 45 minutes, so
better hurry up.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And happy Friday the 13th tomorrow.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Bye.
Bye.